Welcome to The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Birch from Valentine, Nebraska, and we're here to share some good stuff with you today. Good stuff like yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. They have a lot of vendors offering a huge selection of antiques, vintage treasures, and collectibles. If you can't make it during 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, call 605-642-5884. That's 642-5884 to make an appointment at yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish.
Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication, located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Let's get started with this. Mike, I think you'll appreciate it. I think everybody. Well, if only life could be like a computer.
Oh, I don't like that idea.
If you messed up your life, you could press Control-Alt-Delete and start all over.
That's true.
Yep, that'd be good. To get your daily exercise, just click on Run. If you needed a break from life, click on Suspend. Hit any key to continue life when ready. That'd be handy.
Put it on pause for a little bit.
Yeah. To get even with the neighbors, turn up the sound blaster. To add or remove someone in your life, click Settings and the Control Panel. To improve your appearance, just adjust the display settings. And if life gets too noisy, turn off the speakers. When you lose your car keys, click on Find. Boy, do I want that. Help with the chores is just a click away. Auto insurance won't be necessary. You can use your diskette to recover from a crash.
A diskette, really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Okay.
So I think they mean a CD. Or you could go back online and
Might
download it.
Might be a flash drive now.
Yeah, there you go. And we could click on Send Now, and a pizza would be on its way to you. I don't know where that came from, but anyway, if life could only be like a computer.
I like that idea. Send Now, and a pizza just appears at your door in 20 minutes or something.
Should we try that at the end of the program?
Sure. As a court clerk, now I'm not sure where this came from. I don't have an author on it. I wish I did. It's pretty cute. As a court clerk, I'm well-versed in the jury selection process. First, a computer randomly selects a few hundred citizens from the entire county to report for jury duty on a particular day. Then, another computer assigns 40 of those present to a courtroom. Then, the 40 names are placed in a drum and a dozen names are pulled out. With all of this randomization, you tell me, what are the chances that this would happen? During jury selection for a trial last week, the judge asked potential juror number 12 if there was any reason he could not be a fair and impartial juror. "There may be," he replied. "Please explain," asked the judge. "Juror number one is my ex-wife. And if we were on the same jury, I guarantee that we would not be able to agree on anything." Both were excused.
I am so not surprised. Hey, failures are lessons in progress. Failure is always forgivable if you have the courage to learn its lessons and move forward in a new way. Very strong statement. Make amends with those who have wronged you. Apologizing doesn't always mean that you're wrong and the other person is right. It just means that you value your relationships more than your ego. Here is a story, Mike. Fat and 50 corrals the cows. What causes an otherwise sane, sensible, and ever-loving husband to turn into a wild, inarticulate man who goes plumb berserk when he starts working with cattle?
I don't know.
Even before he goes out to round up cattle, I can sense the tension mounting in him. When he has them corralled, he yells, "Come help me!" And when I hastily arrive, he waves his arms and hollers something I can't hear above the blowing wind, flying dirt, and pawing, bellowing cattle. There I stand, fat and 50, in the middle of a corral filled with bawling cows, scared calves, and a few bulls. I never know which gate to block. I don't know whether we're holding cows or letting calves out. He can't talk, just yells, swears, and gesticulates. And of course, I always do it wrong. I've never been lucky and guessed right. It's all my fault. Afterward, he either says, "Well, we got along pretty well, didn't we, Mom?" Or, "You are not worth the blinkety blank anymore. And we're back to normal, but believe me, I am glad that the day is over."
That's the good stuff.